John chapter 11. John chapter 11, verse number 1, the Bible says, "Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." Verse number 40. "And Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee that thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God." I want to preach a few minutes tonight, if God will help me, on this thought: love's grave possibility. Love's grave possibility. As we see this, we didn't read the whole chapter 9 for the sake of time, but we as you see this, we see that the Lord is being summoned because Lazarus is sick. And Lazarus was a friend of the Lord's, along with his sister Mary and Martha. And they summoned the Lord, and they said, "You know, you need to come." He said, "Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." And so they summoned the Lord Jesus Christ, and they asked him to come because his friend is sick. Amen. But I want to look at this for just a few minutes, if we can, and see what takes place in this text that would go help our heart tonight. The first thing we see here in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's all about the love of God. This is blessed old B-I-B-L-E that we carry in our hands. It's a love book, a love story from God. Amen. To speak to our hearts, my heart and your heart, and give us comfort from the Lord. To give us the help that we need, and to give us the direction that we can receive from Him to go in the direction He would have us to go. But we see in the love grave possibility. Abilities here, we see love lingering. They come to the Lord and they say, "Him who thou lovest is sick," and they beg him to come. And the Lord abode 2 days still. The Bible tells us in verse number 6. He said, "When he heard therefore that he was sick, so he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was." Sometimes love lingers, amen. And love ought to linger, or love ought to be something that's stationary. Love ought to be something that's there, that's supposed to be lasting. But his love lingered 2 days in that place. He knew that Lazarus was sick. Mary and Martha had done sent him word that Lazarus was sick. Lazarus, whom he loved, he was in a bad situation. But the Lord of Bible tells us that even though that one that he loved, that he still lingered 2 days in the place where he was. Amen. And as we look at that, and we see the disciples, and he begins to use this as a teaching opportunity for his disciples. Amen. He begins to show them his actions how much God he was, what he was able to do, praise God, and what he needed to do, what he was capable of doing. I'm talking about love's grave possibilities. The possibilities are endless when it comes to the Lord. He doesn't have a time schedule like me or you. Praise God, he said he tarried there 2 days. He abode there 2 days after he heard that Lazarus was sick. He said, "Well, preacher, if he really loved him, it looked like he would have headed on up there." Yeah, but in God's love and God's compassion, praise God, sometimes he has a different purpose than you and I. We don't always understand the purpose of God and why he does what he does. But we can't see, listen, youngins, we can't see, God bless your heart, the big picture like God can. Amen. We can't see what's taking place, and we can't see what's going on under the scenes, behind the scenes, just like God can. But praise God, I'm glad God can. Amen. He sees everything and every aspect of every situation way beyond anything that we could begin to imagine. And the Bible says that he abode there 2 days. Amen. Love lingered 2 days after somebody had been summoned. After he'd been summoned, somebody had summoned him because Lazarus was sick. Amen. Love's lingering. We see in love's lingering, and praise God, we see that love was tested. Look at verse number 15. He said, "I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, To the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. So we see not only that he abode 2 days, but he said, listen, he said, in this test, he said, this was only a test, fellas. Praise God. He said, listen, what's going to happen now? He said, Lazarus is dead. Amen. Amen. They say, well, he was sleeping. Said, well, if he sleeps, he doeth good. You know, if you're sick, you sleep. And in your sleep, God designed it that we'd recuperate and get better. But Jesus just straight out tells them, he said, listen, Lazarus is dead. He said, but for your sakes, he said, this is a test. He said, for your sakes, he said, I'm glad it's this way. Praise God. He said, to the intent that you might believe. Amen. Praise God. You might see the hand of God. You might see the power of God. I wonder tonight how many times God's going to have to show us his hand and show us his power before we'll believe. Amen. Praise God. As for me, I believe. I've seen God move too many times. You say, preacher, we pray for people to get healed and they don't get healed. We pray for this and we pray for that. It just doesn't seem like it comes to pass like we think it ought to. That's because it's the way that we think it ought to come to pass. But praise God, I'm telling you, what we got to do is get folks in. Get them to love the Lord Jesus Christ because he first loved them. Get them born again, birthed into the family of God, ready to go home, praise God, to be with him in a moment's notice so that one day we'll all be together. And there'll be no more party over there. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? So we see in love's lingering, the Lord abiding, and the Lord testing in love. Everything God does, he does it in love. You know, sometimes you think, well, preacher, that's pretty tough love. Sometimes love is tough. Amen? But we also see in these love's grave possibilities, we see love sympathizing. Praise God. We see the sympathy of the Lord Jesus Christ went on at the grave of this loved one. The Bible says in verse 17, he said, then when Jesus came, praise God, ain't you glad he came? Praise God, Jesus came. And I'm glad he always comes. He always gets there. He's always there. And he's never late. He's always right on time. You say, preacher, it seems like a lot of time that the Lord shows up just a little bit too late. I want to tell you, the Lord Almighty has never been late. Amen. Amen. He's never late. He's always right on time. Praise God. He's there. Amen. He's always. And he always comes. And he always comes on time. Praise God. Amen. And when he comes, you know what he comes for? He comes to bring encouragement. Look at verse number 23. He said, Jesus said to her, thy brother shall rise again. Jesus came to him, praise God, and they meet him there, and he says, listen, he said, don't be discouraged, don't be down, praise God, your brother will rise again. Amen. I want to say praise the Lord in the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us the encouragement that brothers and sisters in Christ, mamas and daddies in Christ, husbands and wives in Christ, praise God, one day will rise again and one day we'll rise up together to be with him forever. Praise God. Won't that be a day?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We ought to be encouraged. Jesus rose up as an encourager. We're supposed to be encouragers. We're supposed to lift up. Bible said, let no communication proceed out of your mouth, but that's good to use, edifying, it may minister grace unto the hearers. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was coming home from work last night, and I had to stop and pick up Mia. And we were coming out there, me and her was talking about the Bible. And I quoted that verse to her. Amen. And she said, I got my little New Testament there off the seat, and she said, where's that at, Papa? And I said, it's Ephesians chapter number 4. And she began to look at that. She began to try to find it. And she was looking in the Bible and searching for it. And I said, what? I said, me? I said, what do you want to look it up for? She said, I want to make sure you said it right. Amen. Praise God. She said, if they's encouragement in the Lord, praise God, I want to make sure he said it right. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to make sure it's right. Praise God. If God said it, praise God. He said, thy brother shall rise again, praise God. And if Jesus said it, praise God, I know that he meant it. And if he said it in the voluminous book, he said it for me, and he said it for you, and you can take it to the bank. It's encouragement from the Lord. Amen. He come with a sympathetic heart to be an encourager and encourage those that were sad. Bible says in verse 35, the shortest verse in the Bible, John 11, 35. I believe every kid knows that verse. Amen. I know, I remember when they used to ask us to memorize verses, we'd have every one of us throw up our hands. I want 11:35, John 11:35. Jesus wept. Amen. He sympathized, praise God. Amen. Not only was he encouraged, but he sympathized with those that are weeping. He sympathized those that were broken heart. He sympathizes with those that are downtrodden. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord knows the feeling of our infirmities, our weakness, our lack of strength, and he sympathizes with us. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad it's that way?
Amen.
Amen. He's there to encourage us. He comes where we are when we need him, praise God, and he encourages us and he sympathizes with us, praise God. He wept over, praise the Lord, he wept over these folks that was weeping over Lazarus. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said that they come together and they was weeping over Lazarus. Amen. Jesus wept. He had compassion. You know, it would behoove us if we could get our tears back. Amen. I said it would behoove us if we could get our tears back.
Amen.
How long has it been since we've had a burden for somebody to, it brought us to the point of weeping, to crying, to begging God to touch them, even to the saving of their soul. For that waywardness gone off in the wrong direction, begging God, please, Lord, bring them back home. We become cold and callous. Bible said we had a Savior, praise God, who had sympathy for the lost. He had sympathy for those that was sad. He said that had sympathy for those that were weeping. Said he wept with them. Amen. When we get to weeping and crying and crying out to God, I believe the Lord still weeps with us.
Amen.
He knows our feelings, praise God. And he the Bible says that Jesus wept. I believe Jesus still weeps. Amen. But then we see and not only love's sympathy, but we see that love's question. The love's question that it would ask the Savior, praise God. In verse 21, Martha said to the Lord Jesus Christ, she said, Lord, if thou hast been here. She said, Lord, if you'd just been here, this would have never happened. Lord, if you'd just been here, you'd been able to save him. Lord, if you'd have just been here, you'd been able to heal him. Lord, if you'd only been here. If you'd only been here. Why wasn't you here? How come you couldn't get here quicker, Lord? I wonder in our Christian life how many times we wonder within ourselves, Lord, where was you at? Lord, why didn't you get there quicker? You could have prevented this. You could have stopped this. You could have saved this. I wonder. I thought out there in the study this morning, I wonder how many of our people have stopped and turned around and quit on God because they questioned the love of God, why he let this happen or why he let that happen. And they wonder and they question the Lord. Amen. Martha questioned. He said, Lord, if thou hadst only been here, my brother had not died. If, Lord, if you'd been here. I wonder how many times we question the Lord. Lord, if this and Lord, if that. What about us? What about our part? What if we had been there? What if we had done what we should have done? What if we had lived like we should have? What if we had been an example? What if we were an example of Christ Jesus, our Savior? So folks could see Christ in us and have that blessed hope of glory. Hope of seeing the Lord Jesus Christ. So he says, Martha says, Lord, if thou hast only been here. And then we see in verse 32, what does Martha say or Mary say? He said, then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Amen. The question, love's question, the same question they're asking, the same question we're asking the question, Lord, why? Why? Had somebody asked me yesterday, said, Preacher, why do you think this and this is happening? And I said, because God let it happen. God, it's God's will that it happens. She said, well, I don't understand. I don't understand why God would allow that to happen. I said, you don't understand God. I don't understand God. But I know what happens for a reason. Amen?
Amen.
And the Bible just teaches us that we don't question God, that we just believe on Lord Jesus Christ and we shall be saved. In other words, all the circumstances, all the trials, all the tribulations that we all face in this world, every situation we have to deal with here on this side of glory, praise God, one day will be behind us and we'll be with Jesus, our Savior, and them won't matter. Amen. But the will of God is that everyone be saved. Amen. And when He saves us out of this mess.
Amen.
Saves us unto Himself, that where He is, there we may be also. Praise God. They question Him. Love's question was, Lord, why? It's a question, it's a universal question. That, Lord, why, if You'd only been here, My brother would have still been alive. Amen. But we've got to realize that there's love's longing. See, the Savior wants us to be with Him where He is. And He says this in verse 33. He said, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, He groaned in His spirit and was troubled. Amen. We see the Lord's longing. He's longing, praise God, to reach and get every one of us and pull them unto Himself and to love on us and to comfort us. That's why He sent a consoler. That's why He sent a comforter for me and you, which is the Holy Spirit, to be with us and to help us and get us through these situations until we get to where He's at. Amen. We've got something to be excited about, church. Amen. We got something we ought to be telling people, praise God, just abide in the Lord Jesus Christ and He'll abide in you, praise the Lord. And one day in a little while, we'll be with Him where He is. Amen. The Savior, the groaning Savior, that He groaned within Himself. Amen. He was troubled at the anguish of our hearts. Don't think that God doesn't care, because He does. God cares about you. God loves you. God's going to help you, praise God. One day God's going to call you home. Amen. We must remember, church, listen to me. God bless your sweetheart. We're just passing through here. Amen. This is not our home. We're going to be saved, praise God. Our name written in that book. And one day we're going to that place that He's prepared for us, where we'll be with Him forever in the presence of God Almighty. That's exciting. Amen. That's exciting. Praise the Lord. So we see the groaning Savior. Amen. And then we see a Savior that's asking a question. He said, where have you laid Him? Amen. Now she said, Lord, if you'd only been here, my brother hadn't died. And thy brother shall rise again. Said, oh, glory, hallelujah, the brother's going to get right again. She said, well, I know that. He said, I am the resurrection life, praise God. So that's the way He's going to rise again, the way He's going to get up. And praise God, the Lord was groaning within Himself because the people were troubled, because their hearts were broken over Lazarus, who had died. He's his friend, the one that he loved. And he said, where have you laid Him? Amen. He asked a question. He said, where? Where's He at? Amen. Do you know the Lord's asking the same question tonight? He said, you know, where are you at? Where are you at tonight? Amen. Where are they at? Where's our loved ones? Where's our family? Where's our friends? Where's the ones that we care about? Because He cares about them too. And He said, where are you at? Where are they at? Amen. He said, where have you laid Him? I mean, groaning within His spirit. And praise God. But now notice when a love arrives on the scene, He rose to where He's at. See, Jesus arrives at the grave just like that day that He arrived at our grave. Amen? He arrived at our grave. Josh, He arrived at your grave and my grave. You say, wait a minute, preacher, I ain't ever been lying. I've got a cemetery plot over there. I hope I don't have to use it for a day or two. But they was a grave. I had a grave. The Bible says, Ephesians chapter 2, that we were dead in trespasses and sin. Amen. We were lost without God. We were as good as dead in the grave. And Jesus came to where we were. I had to share that with me last night too. She said, where's it at, Papa? I said, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Amen. Praise the Lord. We were dead. So I explained to her, I said, Mia, before we were saved, we were dead in trespasses and sins, iniquity. We had missed the mark. Trespasses, we had missed the mark. The mark, the high calling of God. We had committed sins. Amen. Until Jesus come along, He arrived at our grave where we was. He arrived at my grave where I was at in March 1976 on a Wednesday night. And He said, son, you don't have to keep dying. You don't have to keep hanging out here at the grave, praise God. It's time to come out of there. And the burden of sin that had me bound down, that was dragging me off into hell, I could smell the smoke and feel the heat. You say, preacher, I don't believe all that. Praise God, you've never been headed toward hell then. Amen. If you was ever headed for hell, praise God, you can smell the smoke and feel the fire. Hey, Lord God, but God Almighty come to where you was at and the Holy Ghost touched your heart and said, son, daughter, that place called hell, it wasn't designed for you. It was designed for the devils and the demons of hell. Praise God, would you be saved? Would you accept what Jesus done on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago? He shed His blood, praise God, and He died to death. He died. You're dead. Oh, you wouldn't have to die and keep dying. But praise God, He died once for all. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And He went to a grave 3 days and rose up in newness of life so that we might rise up also. Amen. Praise God. When love arrives at the graveside, amen, God Almighty reaches down, touches. Praise the Lord. And notice, and verse 39 said, Jesus said, take you away the stone. Amen. Not only does Jesus arrive at the graveside, our graveside, your graveside, but praise God, He comes to that stone that's over the grave, that stone of separation, that stone, praise God, that's keeping Him from getting to you and keeping you from getting to Him. And He comes to you where you're at, praise God, and He tells the angels of glory, He says, roll away the stone, praise God. That's what happened when Jesus got up. It wasn't so He could get out, praise God, it was so me and you could get in. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. They rolled the stone away. Ain't you glad, praise God? That stone of separation, that stone that was keeping you from God and me from God and keeping God from us. Amen. That stone that was holding Lazarus in the tomb, it was between the Lord Jesus Christ and His friend, His beloved. Amen. He says, take away the stone. Amen. Take away the stone. Praise God. And Martha, his sister, the sister of him that's dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Amen. Now listen to what Jesus said, verse number 40. Jesus in John 11:40. Jesus said to her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? I want to say, praise God, when love arrives on the scene, love demands faith. It demands us to have faith. It demands you to have faith and me to have faith. Because God's got faith in His Son. And He sent His only begotten Son that through Him we might be saved. And it's faith in Him, praise God, that makes us free. That's what offers that separation. That's what rolls the stone away. That's what takes the old flesh out of the way. That's what gives us opportunity to draw nigh to Him so that He can draw nigh to us. Amen. He said, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou should see the glory of God. Amen. So we see love arriving. We see Him arriving at the grave. We see the stone rolled away. And we see the demand of faith to believe in what God Almighty says He will do. Amen. And what faith shows us that He has done. Amen. Hey, what we have in faith is a finished product. It's not something that will be. It's something that has been. Amen. Jesus Christ has been crucified on the cross of Calvary. He has shed His blood, praise God. He has been buried, and He has got up, and He has ascended to the right hand of the Father, and He sits there to make intercession for you and I. And one day, in a little while, He's coming again, just like He said He would. Praise God. He said, if thou wouldest believe, God demands faith, praise God. Love's grave possibilities demands faith on our part to believe on the Lord, to trust in God Almighty. Praise God. And Jesus said, roll the stone away. God, the Lord Jesus, demands absolute obedience. Amen? It demands absolute obedience, praise God. He said, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up His eyes and said, Father, I thank Thee that Thou hast heard me. And I knew that Thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that Thou hast sent me. And when He thus had spoken, He cried with a loud voice. Now watch this. Not only does love arrive at the grave, not only does love, remove that stone of separation and God give us that faith to believe in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, but it demands, amen, obedience. And He said, if thou couldest believe, amen, if you could only believe, you can receive. The Bible said, if we pray believing, we shall receive. We got to believe God. We got to have faith to believe. But then love speaks. Now listen to what it says. And He said, when He had thus spoke, He cried with a loud voice. What does His voice speak? He says, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. What happened next? Lazarus came forth. Amen. Praise God. Lazarus. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Guess what? Lazarus lives. You know, Lazarus came forth out of that grave, bound hand and foot, praise God. But the obstacle, the stone was moved away. Jesus Christ had come into His presence and Him into the presence of the Savior, praise God. Jesus cried out and He came out. If he had just said, rise up, praise God, the whole cemetery would have emptied. Amen. Praise God. Love's grave possibilities in Lord Jesus Christ showing up at the grave. And calling us out to be with Him. And He said, and he that was, I like this right here, verse 44, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. You know what this tells us? That Lazarus couldn't get out of there by himself. He had no ability to escape out of that grave by himself. He had no ability to breach that separation, to come to remove that separation between him and the Lord. Had no ability within himself. But Jesus Christ came to where he was. He was bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his faith was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Amen. I know I got a vivid imagination, but I can just imagine old Lazarus when they go to unwinding him. Because I guess they bound him up like kind of like it would a mummy, you know, just wrapped him up. And as they got a hold of that, found that, I can just see them going digging through that grave clothes, trying to find the end of that thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And here Lazarus, he comes just floating out there. Amen. Praise God. He come out somehow. He got out there. Amen. They go looking for that thing. They finally find the end of it. Hey, maybe Martha got a hold of it. Maybe Mary got a hold of it. And they got to, maybe one got a hold of one end and one got a hold of the other end. And they took off and run different directions. One going up, one going down. One going down, one going up, praise God. And they begin to unwrap old Lazarus, praise God. Because the Lord Jesus Christ had done told them, He said, if you believe, if you got faith, He said, you'll see some great things today. Glory, hallelujah. And He said, they loose him and set him free. Him sisters, I believe, got a hold of him. Praise God, they got set free. Lazarus got set free. And they shouted and praise God all over that hill. Amen. Praise the Lord. Love's grave possibilities. They're magnificent. They're exceeding abundant above anything we could ask or expect or even hope for in Christ Jesus the Lord. Praise God. He said, loose him and let him go. Amen. Satan and death thought they had him. Amen. Praise God. But the Lord Jesus Christ come along and he set him free. Amen. The same thing that happened to you and me the night that we got saved. We were no better than Lazarus. We were dead in our sins and trespasses. But Jesus Christ come along, sent the Holy Ghost to move upon our hearts, showed us where we was at, and he set us free. He unwound us from the bondage of sin and turned us loose. Amen. Now, if we get wound back up in that, it ain't his fault. It's ours. Amen. God said, we done said tonight, he commands obedience. Just like when they said to take that stone away, to get that separation, take it out of the way. He said, move that thing out of the way, Brother Bill, so I can get to him. Said, you said I'm too late. Praise God. Let me show you how late I am. I'm late, just late enough to show you, praise God, how great God is, how much he loves you. He prayed that prayer so that they could hear him talking to his Heavenly Father. And then he cried out for old Lazarus, come forth. And he did. Praise God. And they said, loose him and let him go. And he did. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says a little while later you see him and they're sitting down to eat at the table. Praise God. Guess who's at the table with him? Lazarus. Amen. Praise God. I believe it's probably pretty hard to separate old Lazarus from Jesus after that event. Amen. The one whom, they said, the one whom you love sick. He tarried 2 days, praise God, but love didn't tarry too long. Jesus showed up, praise God, with sympathy, compassion, answered their questions in the only way that God can, just showing us how great and mighty his love is for me and you, praise God. And when love arrived on the scene, everything was different. Amen. Listen, one of these days, praise God, when Jesus arrives on the scene, just like the loved ones that we've seen that's passed on and went out of here to be with the Lord. I mean, we've got stories upon stories. I mean, I've had people tell me all over the country stories about how Mama or Papa, how Granny, how Mama or Daddy, they were passing on, they were going out of here, and how they was reaching up. Big old smile on their face. Reaching up. And said, they're coming! He's coming! Amen. Who was they talking about? He was talking about the good Lord of heaven. Amen. Coming to get us, to take us home. Jesus said, praise God. He said, if you'll just stick with me, keep my command. He said, you'll not see death. Praise God. He said, when it comes to that point, he said, I'm just going to come and snatch you out of here, take you home to be with me. And we'll let death lie in that old carcass. And we'll take that and plant it somewhere out of our sight. Amen. Ain't that what Abraham said about Sarah? He told them people at Machpelah, he said, hey, listen, said, I need to buy a burying place. Amen. So I can bury her out of my sight. Now, he wasn't being mean or cruel or hateful. He said, this is just the way it's supposed to be. Amen. I need to pray to take a place. I need a place where I can bury her out of my sight. Praise God. In a graveyard, in a cemetery. Praise God. Looking for the resurrection. And I'll take that body and plant it. But I said, the Bible said, Ecclesiastes 12:7, that the spirit goes back to God who give it. Amen. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. Bless his holy name.